We took it back. The Sultan was reunited with his family, his business re-established, his people returned to their independence. He told us that wherever we were, when we needed weapons, he would ensure that we could get them. I'll always give you a good price, he told us, and he was good to his word. We left there bolstered, our army growing in strength and skill. We headed north, towards the Iron Mountains. Blackstaff knew where we might find the Iron Duke, commander of the Iron Forges, and our best hope for amassing new weaponry to equip our still-growing army with. We walked for days. When we arrived, the Duke welcomed us in, fed us, gave us beds. We had our first good night's sleep in weeks, and would have slept longer if we hadn't been woken up by the sound of screaming, of steel, clashing with steel. It was Roger Scabcoat, the Rat's eldest son. The Iron Duke asked for our help, to save them, to help protect his mine. He told us about weapons that he was working on, forged stronger than any weapon had been before, and he offered them to our men to aid in the fight. He asked us to help buy some time, to hold the Rat off at the mouth of the valley so that the Duke could get his forge working faster, build more weapons, drive Scabcoat back and away from this area forever.